Let's celebrate the magic of short stories and poems. They are truly magical, aren't they? They make us feel happiness, heartbreak, horror, hope, hatred, and so much more. Namaste, people. Welcome to Shweta's Basket, a weekly stories and poems podcast, and I'm your host, Shweta Singh. Well, finally, Diwali has come and gone. You know, once the festivities start in August, it's a headlong rush to Diwali. And now that it's done, there's a wee bit of breather before we get to Christmas. And I feel I can finally breathe a little. These past few months have been super hectic. Though this breather is very short-lived, because we, that is my son and I, head to our first board exams. But as they say, the show must go on. So here I am with two very beautiful poems for you from the book Leaves of Autumn and Other Poems, written by Vasudha Pansareji. Vasudha ji retired as head, Department of English from Bishop Cotton Women's Christian College. And she is enjoying her retirement to the fullest, along with engaging in several creative activities like reading, writing book and movie reviews for various online platforms, and her favorite, poetry. This is her second book. It is available on Amazon, and the link to that will be in the show notes. The poems in this book, Leaves of Autumn and Other Poems, are a representation of life. The book is not divided into any sections, but it is a continuous journey of verses spilling from one poem to the other, much like this journey we call life. These mostly free verse poems come directly from the poet's heart, and you can see how she's affected and invested in each one of them. These 124 poems, yes, 124 poems and 8 tiny verses range from happiness to sorrow, anger to grief, questions to answers, nature to nurture, injustice to introspection, just to name a few. And friends, I have to confess that I had a really, really, really tough time selecting only 2 poems from this wonderful collection. The first poem, Stop Suffering and Start Living, is full of wise counsel, captured in 12 lines for all those who are feeling down or are struggling in life. So here is Stop Suffering and Start Living, written by Vasudha Pansareji. Stop suffering and start living. Erase the past, make a new beginning. Life can be hard, life can be tough. Sometimes you feel you have endured enough. But don't give up. Be strong, be positive. Get some courage to persevere and to live. Life can be beautiful. Find your patch of sunshine. Decide to be cheerful and you will be fine. Really, isn't that the essence of life? There will be hardships, always. Even seemingly happy people have them. But they find their patch of sunshine and choose to be cheerful. When I read these lines, they so resonated with me. I remember what my mother had said after the twins were born. I was feeling so tired all the time, confused, bloated, depressed. And she said to me that only I can bring myself out of this. She could guide me, she could be there for me. But as they say, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make it drink. So I know if she had read this poem, she would have agreed with Vasudha ji. This is wonderful advice, Vasudha ji. And for the second poem, well, there were many worthy candidates, like Sunset of Life, Before the Final Goodbye, Anger, The Beautiful Yellow Moon, The Unfinished Story. But I have chosen the poem One Last Time. Now this poem, One Last Time, is such a visual and such a high impact poem about losing the will to live in this cruel world that has no time for troubled souls. So here is One Last Time, written by Vasudha Pansareji. One last time she raised her head and looked at the heaving cold water around her. One last time she wanted to remember the mess that her life had become. One last time she thought of her parents, who loved her so much and whom she had betrayed. She couldn't forgive herself. Only she knew how hopeless her situation was, how desperate the circumstances. She couldn't bear to live after what had happened. That was the last straw. Her friends had no time for her. She couldn't confide her terrible secret. Oh, her parents would be stunned. Her secret would die with her. And thank God for that. This was the only way. There was no light at the end of the tunnel. Finally, she would find peace. The terrible noise in her head would stop. She was so tired of being strong and of putting up a facade. The waves were closing over her head, and she was feeling peaceful, thankful, no regrets. You know, when I was finalizing this second poem, I had shortlisted these 10 odd poems. And then I would read one poem from that shortlist, and then I would go back to One Last Time, and then I would read the second poem, go back to One Last Time. And believe me, I did this with all the poems on that shortlist. But each time, I kept coming back to One Last Time. I don't know, there is something so very haunting about it, isn't it? I kept visualizing this cold, dark night and this girl neck deep in opaque, inky, choppy water, her breath fogging, till finally her head went under. And those two last words, no regrets, they just squeezed my heart. Can you imagine what that person must have gone through to feel, even at the end of their life, that they had no regrets? I mean, all of us have regrets. And even if not plural, then at least a singular regret. But to think that she thinks no regrets just breaks my heart. So in the end, it was actually not me who chose One Last Time. It was One Last Time who forced me to choose it. And hence, this poem is here today in the podcast. I hope you enjoyed both the poems, guys. Both are powerful, both are impactful, and with two absolutely different messages. Okay, now moving on to our last segment, that is the one question section. Last week I had asked you to tell me what the name Tisha means. Remember, there were two meanings, and the right answer is happiness and survivor. And the right answer was sent to us by Vasudhaji. Thank you, Vasudhaji, for listening to the podcast and sending in your answers. Now coming to the one question for this week. It's from the poem, Stop Suffering and Start Living. In this poem, the poet proclaims that life can be beautiful if only we can find our... You have to tell me what it is we can find that will make our life beautiful. Now, as you know, sending in your answers is super easy. You can DM me on Facebook or Instagram or email your answers to shweta@shwetasbasket.com. And guys, do join me next Friday when we come across a peculiar predicament. A matter of neither here nor there and so there. It's written by Sonal Singh, a poet at heart, a chef by happy compulsion, founder and director of an HR consultancy firm, Rianne Placements, and she is also a published author. I know for sure this story will tickle your funny bones. So on that note, dear listeners, we come to the end of this episode. Do subscribe to my website, www.shwetasbasket.com, so that you're always up to date with what's new in the basket. And stories and poems are not the only things. You will find book, movie and restaurant reviews in the basket too. And if you enjoyed this episode, then follow or like the podcast, share our episode on your timeline and tag us, and recommend us to your friends. Help us reach more people. Shweta's Basket is available on 18 different platforms like Spotify, Apple and Google Podcasts, Gaana, JioSaavn and others. We're also on YouTube. For the complete list, check out the show notes. And if you want to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook and Instagram, and my handle is Shweta's Basket. And guys, in this day and age, it's a good idea to have a website. So if you're thinking of having one, then listen on, because having a good-looking and professional website is just a click away. In the meantime, this is your host, Shweta Singh, signing off. Till we meet again on the air next Friday. Bye for now. Do you want to have a website of your own? Are you a writer, photographer, actor, makeup artist, hairstylist, or even a tutor, singer, painter, journalist, consultant? Or do you have your own cafe, restaurant, resort, holiday home, shop, small business, hospital, or even a blog, WordPress or Blogspot account that you want to migrate to a good-looking website? Well, look no further. The Geeks will help you. And you will find them in the Geeks Room at Artunzen. Just click on the link in the episode description. Yes, it's that simple to have a website. My website is hosted and managed by them. And want to know what I love about them? They are professional, customer pleasers, straight talkers, and very confidently priced. So what are you waiting for? Your website is just a click away.